You know, we love any excuse to watch great reality TV. So, with the weather heating up, while chartering a luxury yacht might be a little out of reach, we can still get our fix by binge watching all seasons and spin-offs of Below Deck available on Hayu.
The first all-reality subscription service of its kind, Hayu gives you access to every episode and every season of a wide range of captivating reality TV franchises. Plus, you can watch brand new episodes available the same day they air in the U.S. without ads. It's pretty awesome.
And if you're looking for a new series to dive into, Below Deck is the perfect choice. Tune in for a fresh yachty drama on brand new episodes of Below Deck Mediterranean, airing now. And once you're hooked, revisit classic seasons of all the franchises, including Below Deck Sailing Yacht, Adventure, and Down Under, all available on Hayu.
You know that we've watched every single episode of Below Deck. We have not only watched them, we've talked about them endlessly. We obsess over them.
Below Deck is so good, and it is such an amazing source of petty drama. If you're not watching it, you're really missing out.
Slide into summer with Below Deck. New episodes airing now.
Watch all seasons and spin-offs of Below Deck on Hayu. That's HAYU.com.
Once upon a beat,
join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat. Once upon a beat,
join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe.
She's back. She's back from the hospital, everyone, and Vicky is alive.
Am I dead? Am I dead? Have I died? I saw Haley Joel Osment. I said, hey, little boy. You want to whoop it up? You want to whoop it up, little boy? Get over here, little
boy. You
want
to whoop it up? Hi, did everyone have a good interval?
What'd you guys do?
Drink
at a girl. We binged. And by we, I mean me. You guys keep giving us chocolate. What the fuck? Have you heard me? Have you heard me talking about Ozempic? Listen, I'm back there snorting weight loss drugs, and I'm like, but they brought me chocolate. Ugh.
We have so much chocolate. It's amazing. I'm a huge chocoholic, and I am just going to be one giant Cadbury Ben by the end of this. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, someone was telling us the other day, you know, London's so great, Ronnie. You can, I mean, I guess I talk about myself too much on this show, but they were like, well, you're going to love this, Ronnie, because you can call drug dealers here and they actually give you a really fancy menu of all the wonderful top shelf drugs they have. And I was like, is there something, like, is there a restaurant open? It's like, nope, can't get a restaurant. What the fuck kind of town is that? You can't go to a restaurant at 11, you can only get Coke. What are you supposed to do? Yeah, no, in Rome, am I right?
This has really been a dream. This entire trip has been like really, we've been wanting to do a European thing for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And it's been wonderful. And also, like, honestly, like, what a thrill to go to London and to see a 22-year-old girl dancing to Murder on the Dance Floor on a table. I was like, okay, relax, Gemma. Murder on the Dance Floor.
There are a lot of Gemmas. We do meet a lot of Gemmas here.
I was like, it's exactly as I would hope, you know? Because I learn everything.
Murder on the Dance Floor.
Murder on the Dance Floor.
No
you gotta blah, blah, blah.
Turn that shit
Murder on the Dance Floor.
Turn this shit around.
Yeah, like I said on an earlier show, like I've really taken, and this may not be the best source, but I've really learned so much of British culture from Love Island UK. Which is coming back on Monday, right? And so, like, that's really what, seeing that girl dancing on the table in London at that bar, I was like, I feel like I'm in Love Island right now. Because I imagine Georgia Steele, that's what she does, right? You know, she's like, Tobes, I'm loyal, babe. It's murder on the dance floor.
Quite fit. You're quite fit, aren't ya?
It's quite fit. It's my type on paper, quite frankly. I know, it's early days.
There are some quite fit people here. Yeah. And also, we stayed at this really trendy place in London, and I'm not quite fit. And I was sitting there doing my notes, and it's like a trendy little coffee shop or whatever. And there was this guy, and he went outside smoking. I was on the other side of the window. Did I already tell this? Sorry if I did. But he's sitting on the other side of the window. And, you know, I'm like this big bald guy. And I'm sitting there with my little thing, like, I'm taking housewives notes. And I could see him. He's, like, smoking. And then he pulled out his phone. And then he went right up against the window to me. And he's like, he took a picture. And then I'm in the picture, obviously. And I'm like this. I gave him a look like, who the fuck are you taking a picture of? And then he's like... Like, what did that little fucker just write, you know? My only dream is for someone to be like, look at you, you're quite fat, aren't you? And I've got some guy like, look at this fucking idiot behind me. It's Uncle Fester Day in London.
Like, literally the most thrilling thing for me, what I've always wanted, is just to be completely dismissed by a British person. And, like, that's what happened at our hotel. We checked in, and I was like, oh, are there any places for lunch? He's like, oh, there might be some place around here. And I said, oh, it's okay, I can Yelp. And he goes, oh. You still use Yelp? I was like, geez, sorry, and thank you.
He really did, too. And he then really he turned it. Into, like, once a queen knows he can be evil around you, he never stopped tittering after that. Because when we walked in there, he's like, hello. He wouldn't look at us. And then when he got a Yelp joke in, he's like, anyone still use that? And then every time I came down to that lobby, he'd be like, hello.
Look at him yelping. Isn't that adorable and American?
Oh, we've given them somebody to bully, and they're all happy. The lady at today's hotel is the same way. Ben, and usually this is me. I'm sorry I have to get
That's
on
okay.
you. Because usually I'm the one who's like, hi, I'm Ronnie. I'm from America. What are you like? Do you have TVs here? Like, I'm an idiot, you know? But I've just learned to, like, play it cool and keep my mouth shut, because that's the only way I get respect. So we go to the hotel today, and Ben's like, hi. She goes, how many rooms? He goes, we have two, but we're actually different names, so you can do whoever you want. Like, maybe you should check under Rondell, or maybe you should check under Benjamin. Or, no, you should check under Rondell first. No, check under Benjamin first. You were like me in there. And the lady was like, which is it? Which is it? Is it Rondell? Is it Benjamin? Who are you? Or I found Rondell. You want me to do that one? He's like, oh, I'm Benjamin. She goes, oh, all right. Benjamin then. She hates us.
She had no patience. She had no patience whatsoever. It was great. I loved it. I loved being very American.
Oh, God.
So the point is, we're having the time of our lives.
You did it. Goal accomplished. We nailed it.
Speaking of hotels, Vicky has just come back to her hotel. In Iceland.
That's what we all do when we get back from hospital. Shots. Lots and lots of shots. So Tamara's like, we got you the same thing we got Jesus when he came back to life. A casserole, bitch!
So they give her this casserole, which looks weird because it's in a bowl. I don't know. Do you guys have casseroles here? Or they call it something else? No. Everyone's like, no. Casserole.
Y'all,
the crowd's turning on us. The crowd's turning on us. Gotta go.
God damn, you guys did do some shots at the interval.
I know, something happened at the interval.
Oh, no kidding. What happened over there?
They talk about casseroles here in this English countryside.
Jeez. But yeah, you guys are just going to say yes to anything an American says and then just hand us like a bowl of noodles. You know? So it's like, okay, sit down. We got you a casserole. It was in a casserole pan, but they tried to make it nice for you because that's another thing, make it nice. Oh, is that sweet? Big Vic, I still hate you. I hope you die. Okay. Glad you're alive so I can continue hating you. The flame burns strong.
So Vicky's like, I just, you know, I didn't think I'd ever see my daughter again or my grandchildren, and I thought I was gonna die, and like, I mean, what's a bitch gotta do around here to get a drink? Come on now.
I have low blood sugar too. I could have died too. I have low blood sugar.
So they now decide they're going to go to Shannon's hotel room at like 1:45 in the morning. Of course, it looks like it's 3 in the afternoon because it's fucking nice in the summer. And now it's like the producers are in there. Like, it's not camera crew anymore. We can see because it's basically like, you know, it's like a cell phone footage. And they're all drunk and they're all having fun. And it looks like, oh, this cast is finally getting along, you know?
So Megan's like, after Vicky came back from the hospital, we're all having fun in the lobby, and we went back to Shannon's room. So it's like, images of parting, images of parting. And then we see Peggy with a bottle of water and a wine opener. And she's like, doesn't work. Doesn't work. Disgusting.
Peggy's giving her bottle of water CPR. She's like, okay, come on. Come on, I can do this. Miracle of Peggy.
And, of course, Vicky's like, whoop it up! Wah! Doing the worm. You know, she's found some random busboy she's sitting on top of, you know?
Well, I do find it interesting that being after being in the hospital, that Vicky would Vicky. Go straight to my room and have a glass of champagne.
Right to my room. Right to my room. I mean, I did order some cod. I did do that. There are a lot of things coming to that room. Champagne, cod, Peggy.
For some reason, they just kept delivering pudding. Nobody could really understand that one.
Yeah, they have cod pudding in Iceland. It's the strangest thing. It was just more cod. Just...
Who starts shooting champagne the second they get home from hospital?
You, drunky.
I know.
Flash forward to 2 weeks ago, Shannon like careening into a house.
No. Have you seen the Ring cameras in Newport Beach these days? It's like freaking watching the Batmobile.
What? I was just walking my dog.
I was walking my... Okay, so I was teaching Archie how to drive. And, you know, he was a novice. You know, things happen. But I was totally sober.
Sorry, I'm a good mother. I'm accused of drunk driving. Why isn't that house accused of sober standing? Standing on the street.
So Vicky and Tamara are sort of sitting near each other, and they're drunk, so they're kind of like, they have not been getting along this season, so now they're starting to rehash things, or they're starting to connect a little bit, and Tamara's doing that thing where she stares really hard and moves her lips like a little goldfish. Tamara,
I love you. My favorite is when she shakes her head like this at the same time. She's like...
She's like trying to catch a straw in her drink. You know when that happens when you pick up your drink and your straw's there and your straw's like whoop, and you're like and you're trying to have a civilized conversation, but at the same time you're like a salmon right there like
oh my god, look at Vicky. Guys, everybody look at Vicky. Vicky. Oh, Vicky. Vicky has such special feelings for Tamara. Right, Vicky? Right?
I did.
You should talk to... Hey, Tamara, you should talk to Vicky. She feels so special about you, right? You guys should do it. Talk about
but
it.
But you have to be willing to listen to my side of why I faked a cancer story. Because I have a side.
There's two sides to every conflict, you know? And every story, someone's going to have to sacrifice to really forgive like Jesus, okay? Because I've hurt too. Fake cancer also hurt me, who faked it. Understand?
Tamara's like, you know what, Patch? Seeing Vicky get taken off to the hospital with a towel on her face kind of puts things in perspective. Like, what if that was the last towel in the resort? What would we do? Life and towels can go away so quickly. And now I feel like it makes me realize there are so many other people's lives I can destroy, not just Vicky's.
Yeah.
And that's just really paid for. And so I feel... back, we can finally have a conversation. Vicky, let's do it.
She goes, oh, by the way, Tamara, I'm not jealous of happy marriages, by the way, okay? Because that's what you said. You said, and that hurt me. It hurt like cancer. I'm sorry, too soon? But listen, you know, my daughter's marriage is happy, and I'm jealous of that stupid slut. I mean, what? Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
My daughter's marriage is everything I've always wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
Haven't you always wanted a husband who wouldn't let you put your shoes up on the sofa?
I've just always wanted a man who would yell at another person's mother for me. That's all I wanted.
She just wants the best for you, Tamara.
Kelly, please, Kelly. Let us talk, Kelly.
She's all the best.
God. So, Vicky, could you imagine if I was spreading rumors about Steve It would be hurtful, Vicky. It would be hurtful.
I mean, it's not the first time he's the sexiest man in Orange County. There's a lot of rumors about Steve.
And if you forgot what she's talking about.
Last year, Vicky spread this vicious rumor that my husband is gay.
I forgot about that. Was that the same instance where, like, Vicky had Gretchen come over with two random gays? Like, we hear that Eddie gets blown in the gym. Yes, bitch.
Was that the bunko party Ricky? Where they were, like, dressed as the 80s bunko party or whatever? That was so funny. That gay. Oh, my God. And they've banned that gay. He's not allowed back. Remember his weird faux hawk wig?
He was banned out of gayness, actually. Like, we said, you know what? You have to become straight now. Not allowed to show up on camera.
It's like all the straight guys doing the Harry Styles, like dressing in women's blouses and stuff. It's like reversed, you know? We're like walking around like, oh, anybody go to mess to clean up? The banny man's here.
Wasn't spreading rumors, okay, Tamara? She wasn't spreading rumors. She just was telling people that her husband is gay.
So we get the flashback scene to the reunion, and Andy's like,
so... Tamara, you said that Eddie's gay. Please tell me that's true. Picture it didn't happen.
And Vicky's like, I never said that. I never said that. I mean, I like Eddie. I like Eddie. Which is like, excuse me. It's not an insult to call someone gay. It's a compliment.
So Tamara's like,
I would never do that to a friend. I'm gay. I'm Christina.
She wasn't spreading rumors, Tamara.
She's like, you know what, Tamara, I've been telling you for 6 months. I'm so sorry. And Kelly's like, you don't want to hear it, do you? You don't want to hear it.
She's like, Kelly, you don't even, Kelly, you better zip it. You better zip it right now, Kelly. Kelly, this is between A and B, and see your way out of it. See where to...
Kelly's like, you don't understand. She wasn't spreading rumors.
So meanwhile...
She was just saying it as a compliment, like he's gay, you know?
She was just saying that he likes to get it up the butt or likes to put his up someone else's butt. That's all.
That's it.
She's painting a picture. So meanwhile, there's like this other sofa where it's like Shannon, Megan, and Peggy are all just sitting there watching. And Shannon's like, okay, well, I guess if Victoria Gunvalson wants to talk to Tamara Barney, that's her business. But I don't understand why this is happening whatsoever.
I'm totally happy for their friendship. I'm happy.
This was that 5 minutes in time where Kelly was on Team Vicky, so now she's like fighting all of Vicky's battles. She's like, God, Tamara, you need to talk to Vicky, right, Vicky? Talk to her. So Shannon's like,
oh, well, if she's going to be on her side, then I could go on Tamara's side, too. Does everybody want me on Tamara's side? They're like, no, please. Well, I'll do it. I'm going to do it.
And we see a flashback because this happened earlier this season when there was a fight. Do you remember this? When Shannon was wearing that ridiculous hat that looked like a chip and dip? And she was like,
Kelly, I will stand here and support Tamara. And I will also have a chip for my hat. Nom, 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 nom.
So Kelly's like, she doesn't want to hear the truth. She loves Eddie. Don't tell her she's gay. She doesn't need to know. I mean, what the hell happened to closets anymore?
Tamara, I've heard bad things you said about me. You said I wasn't sexually attracted to the hottest man in Orange County, Steve Lodge. That was incredibly hurtful to me. Of course I am. Of course, I am deeply attracted to Steve Lodge, like anyone would be.
Yeah. Well, guess what, Vicky? Guess what?
What, Tamara?
I've had people come to me about Steve Lodge, Vicky.
I really don't care, Tamara.
But you know what? I'm not going to say anything because it's
dead.
Not
I'm
my
dead.
Style.
I've actually died. I died again. Oh, my God. I died. I'm dead.
Do you think I'll follow you to heaven and argue with you there, bitch? You think...
Tamara, don't do this to me. Don't do this to
but
me.
But you Why did it to it me, Becca. You did it to me. So what if I told everybody that Steve Lodge was gay? Do you know how many gay people would jump off mountains?
He has too many doctors to be gay. Okay, I know he's as straight as they come.
But it's what you did. It's what you did to me.
But you did the same thing when you told everybody that Brooks was lying about having cancer.
But he was lying about having cancer.
And then we get a montage of Tamara losing her mind to Brooks.
Stop letting me be with you, Brooks!
Otherwise known as the fur coat fight. That was my favorite season finale fight where Vicky's wearing that big fur. And Brooks is just like, well, roses are red and violets are blue. I ain't got rent money, but you do. And then they get in a fight. It's like, I just want you to support me because I'm in.
Brooks, if I've offended you, have Vicky, I will fuck you up. I will fuck you up, Brooks.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Peyton, it's happening. We're finally being recognized for being very online.
It's about damn time. I mean, it's hard work being this opinionated.
And correct.
You're such a Leo.
All the time. Yeah. So if you're looking for a home for your worst opinions.
If you're a hater first and a lover of pop culture second.
Then join me, Hunter Harris.
And me, Peyton Dix, the host of Wondery's newest podcast, Let Me Say This.
As beacons of truth and connoisseurs of mess, we are scouring the depths of the internet so you don't have to.
We're obviously talking about the biggest gossip and celebrity news.
Like, it's not a question of if Drake got his body done, but when.
You are so messy for that, but we will be giving you the B-sides, don't you worry. The deep cuts, the niche, the obscure.
Like that one photo of Nicole Kidman after she finalized her divorce from Tom Cruise.
Mother, a mother to many. Follow Let Me Say This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to episodes everywhere on May 22nd, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So then Vicky's like, you know, but you did try to warn me about Brooks, but I had to find out for myself. I couldn't really understand the truth until I'd bought him those new teeth. When he lied through those new teeth, I knew. I tried taking it back, but I'd lost the receipt.
I understand, but you turned against the people that were trying to protect you. Bitch!
I had to find out on my own.
She didn't know, Tamara.
I had to know on my own.
She didn't know.
Do you know how hard it hurt me? When I was telling you, your scuzzy toothless boyfriend was a piece of shit. I hoped he died, and you got mad at me about it. And remember when I hired that psychic and I said, hey, gay person friend that I like because you're not my husband, who I would hate if he was actually gay, because normally I hate gay people, but you're psychic right now because I need you to be. Brooks faking have cancer, right? And then that gay psychic said very gaily, yeah. And then you got mad at me, why? It hurt my feelings, Vix.
You chose him as a mid-man.
So Vicky's like, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sorry that Tamara feels like I chose Bricks over her. I mean, I didn't feel like she chose Eddie over me. I mean, like, I was supporting him on that gay pride float.
I just bet it's a compliment. So Tamara's like, oh my God, I love you. Please don't ever choose me again. I will never choose something over you again unless it has a penis. I promise you that. I promise you that.
I miss you. So then Shannon says, this is a nice moment. They finally reconciled.
Shannon's like,
Megan, I can tell you this much, Megan King Edmonds. Vicky has never been a real friend to Tamara, ever.
I promise you on my children's lives, I have no desire to hurt you.
I promise you on Brooks' life, which will probably end soon when I run him over with my motorcycle. I will never try to hurt you today again.
I'm the real friend here, I just want to say. I just want to see that off to the side here. But I'll be composed. I'll be calm. I'll be fucking liar! Fucking liar! Fucking liar!
Yo. Lies! Lies!
Okay, 30 to 40, negative just thoughts. 30 to 40,
Shannon,
negative thoughts.
Shannon, now's not the time, Shannon. Now's not the time, Shannon. I mean, I get where Shannon's coming from. It's got to be hard watching your best friend getting along with this person who completely shit on you. I mean, she's not even an O'Toole.
And then Vicky and Tamara are doing this thing where they're holding each other's heads.
I've known you for over a decade. Over a decade of my life.
I remember you were 56 and I was 23 when we first met.
Wait a minute. I remember I was whooping it up back then. Now I'm still whooping it up, bitch. I'm still fucking here whooping it. Decades later.
Oh,
you inspired me to start whooping up insurance.
Bitch.
By the way, Ronnie Karam has the softest face I've ever felt in my life. Those chemical peels work. Sorry I got my finger grease all over your perfect face.
Oh, it's okay. I'll go home and burn it off. All right. She's like, don't hurt me. Please don't ever hurt me again. And Shannon's like, Vicky, you do it every week. You hurt her. Poor Tamara Barney Judge hurt by Vicky.
I can't do this. I can't do this. Okay, you know what? I gotta call Steve Lodge. He's worried about me. He is so worried about me. Hold on, let me look at my cell phone to see him call. He didn't call because he's so worried. He's so worried right now.
So weird. I keep sending him texts that say, are you worried about me? And they come back green. I'm not really sure what that means.
So,
We've all been there. Everybody was like, oh. So meanwhile, Peggy is now holding Tamara because Tamara's crying. And Peggy's like, what did the doctor say?
Did he say doctor-like things to you? Tell me everything.
Vicky, I'm not going into this conversation after you went to the hospital.
I gotta go. I gotta call Steve. He's so worried. I feel it. I feel his worry from here. And Tamara's still crying. And Shanna's like, that woman won't admit anything. She never takes responsibility for anything she does. That house was just walking in the middle of the road.
Tamara, I'd love to hear this story, but I think I saw you crying a lot tonight on behalf of Victoria Gumbleson.
No, I know I did cry. But, you know, by the way, I feel like we didn't really fully move on. I mean, yeah, even though I, like, sobbed into her arms and said, we've totally moved on, yeah. I don't think we moved on.
I thought we were, like, close to moving on. If I had to give that a review, I'd say that wasn't, like, a 100% move on. I'm still after that bitch.
Fucking Tamara, man. You can't have a plot arc with Tamara. She's like, yeah, we are like sisters. Okay, bye, Vix. Have a good sleep.
I'm going to ruin that bitch's life.
Like, just goes right back to it, you know? So now it's the morning. It's the morning in Iceland. They've gone through this. Lydia is reading the Bible with a cup of coffee.
I mean, girl, like, I get it. I'm not saying you don't really love Jesus. I'm not criticizing Jesus. Ain't nobody reads the Bible on the Bravo. Put it down, okay? Yeah. Get a fucking L, you know?
So they're all sort of like waking up and everything. And apparently, after all this stuff happened, there was still more chaos. So Kelly is telling some of the women, she's like, who's insane last night? Peggy tells me what to do and acts like she's my mom.
So then we get a flashback from the night before and Kelly's like, you are not my mom. And Peggy's like, I don't care what you think. So you know what? Cállate. And that means shut the fuck up. And Kelly's like, yeah, I mean, shut the fuck up in Spanish. That's what you need to do. And Peggy's like, if that makes you feel good, keep doing it. If what makes me feel good? What did you say? What did you say? Why are you cursing at me? You curse at me, you bitch!
Kelly's like, I will trump you day after day after day. And Peggy goes, what is Trump?
As if Peggy doesn't know.
And then Kelly...
Girl, if anybody in this cast knows, it's Peggy with her red cap hiding ass. Get the fuck out of here. And Kelly's like, I hate that girl. Everything I say, she says, what? Like Jolie does. So in everyone's defense, you are Kelly.
So then...
Is this killing your guys' ears? How are you still sitting through this?
I know.
I have a headache. I've been screaming like Kelly Dodd for 4 hours in a row.
So Kelly's like, then we see another flashback. Kelly's talking to Peggy, and well, yelling at Peggy, and she's like, you know what, I'm not going to be disrespectful to you, but like, when you say you're going to have your husband call my husband, it's like, oh, wow, I'm going to have my daddy call your daddy. How about that? And Peggy's like,
what did you say about my dad?
I said my dad can beat up your dad.
How dare you?
But what Kelly doesn't realize is that something that Peggy had said earlier in the episode is that her dad had died in sort of like through dementia, and it was sad and terrible. So this becomes, I believe this became then this stupid little moment here became the launch pad for a new fight about how dare you disrespect my father's memory like this. So,
gotta
love the housewives.
Yeah. So then Tamara walks to Kelly's room with wooden sandals and a charcoal face mask.
It actually was, yeah. It was horrible.
I'm sure this is going to end great. I braced myself because we don't rewatch these until we take the notes, you know? So we're like, oh, we'll just do that episode. Remember that from a few years ago?
So Tamara's like, oh my God, I just remembered that last night I peed myself and it just went everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, remember? It was so funny, because then... then Megan was like, did you pee? And I was like, yeah.
And it just cuts to Megan and she goes,
did you pee?
That is so gross.
Megan's contributions to this episode are really wonderful. The hospital, what are they going to do at the hospital?
Did you pee? Is this a door?
Lydia's like, whoa, in this room? You want to pee in here? Are you still wearing those pants, those same pants that you went pee in? That is crazy. Why would you do that?
Yeah, Tamara has had 8 hours to change out of her pee pants, and she still hasn't.
Does she seem mad at me?
Kelly's like, yes!
She's talking,
Kelly's like, because she had a moment with Vicky last night, so now Shannon's mad! And then we see the flashback to them holding heads and crying on each other. And Tamara's like, yeah,
she's seen how upset and affected both of our families were, and she's like, don't give her another chance. But, you know, since I've been on the trip, being around here, I just gotta move on. You know, like, I've told Shannon, if you ever talk to that bitch again, you are dead to me. Another day, another dollar, you know what I mean?
I still care about Vicky because I'm a human being and I have compassion. That's why they call me Tamara Compassion Judge.
So then Vicky's like, yeah, last night was the breakthrough we needed, you know? We put our differences aside. Now we can whoop it up. We can just have fun. That's what life is about, having fun. You know, we're going to be playing Pin the Tail of the Cancer later. And we're just totally over it.
You know, life is all about having fun, which is why I'm now going to knock on Peggy's door, the most fun person on our cast.
Peggy.
What a whoop it up. Peggy.
Hey, Peggy, what a whoop it up. Peggy.
Hello, you have reached the door of Peggy Sulahan. I am not here right now because Dico says so, so please leave a message after the thump.
I don't think that was a real voicemail. Peggy, is that really you? Is that really a phone? Did I dial the phone right now? Hey, why is this coming back green? This is coming back.
These doors are crazy in Iceland.
So Megan's breastfeeding her baby, and Bridget is there. I don't know why I'm saying that. Who cares? That was fun.
Guys. Bridget's there.
Bridget. There was breastfeeding. Okay, for those of you who are like, hey, where's the breastfeeding in this episode?
When are we gonna get to Bridget?
It's been that kind of a week on Bravo. Every single show is like, oh, yeah, I breastfeed, Lala. And then to the Valley, do you know how many children am I breastfeeding right now? And then to this show.
I am creating life. I'm creating life, so I don't have to deal with this. Creating life. I'm going to bake a baby right now. Don't have to answer a door because I'm baking a baby.
So... all I want to do is speak a babies.
So we go to the van, and everybody's worried about Peggy. And by worried, I mean they're like laughing and having a great time, being like, thank God that bitch isn't here, right? So Kelly's like, yeah, well, fuck her, because my trigger is people trying to control me. That was my grandma. It was my mom. It was Michael. Is that God? Oh, ma'am, could you please sit down? Fuck you, bus driver, you piece of shit. You want a fucking piece of me? You're drunk.
So they leave. They start walking around this town. There's some sort of creepy thing. It looked like
a witch statue,
Hoggle from Labyrinth or something.
Yeah. It was like a witch statue. It's like, and Tamara's like, it's Shannon.
I'm gonna pretend like I'm totally unbothered, so that way I don't lose Tamara to Vicky. I'm gonna not mind that this person looks hideous and has chin hairs. I'm so happy.
Hey, Tamara.
Yes?
Hey, Tamara. Yes? What's the capital of Thailand?
I believe it's, let me think now. It's a major Asian city. It's somewhere. It's
Bangkok! That's hilarious.
You just punched me in the non-cock.
Hilarious.
So they go shopping and they find some big fur things. And Shannon's like, well, we're on a trip. And I guess they're just having fun making fun of me. And I'm having fun and laughing because we're on the trip. And then I go to the room and I have a pit in my stomach. Because I remember what she's doing still. Vicky, insidious. It's difficult, but it's good. We're having a good time. Oh, thank you so much for asking, Lydia. Lydia's like, are you sure?
Hey, Lydia. What is the capital of France? Paris!
Oh.
I guess it doesn't make sense when you say it that way. Oh, I get it, Bangkok. Okay, I get it.
So then back at Hotel Renga, they're like,
oh, wait. Where's that quiet lady who's always trying to get everybody to buy a car from her husband? Where's she at? Let's go see her. Hey, stupid face. Stupid step, Peggy. Nobody likes you. Open your door. We'll tell you to your face.
Hey, Peggy, what's a city in Canada? Toronto! I can't seem to be able to figure out this joke.
Hello, you have reached the room of Peggy Sulahan, 100th housewife of Orange County. I'm not home right now. Please leave your room.
Hey, come on. Did somebody call you?
My husband is here.
Hand me the phone.
Okay.
Hey, it's Dico. You've reached the voicemail of Dico behind the door.
Do you drive?
It's Dico!
Beep!
Hi, Peggy. This is Shannon Bedore. I'm leaving you a message. I was just wondering if you've heard anything from David. I've been trying to call my husband, and I just keep getting sent to his door voicemail, and I'm getting concerned. Please call me back. Thank you.
Beep.
Hello, you have reached the voicemail of 100th Housewife of Orange County, Peggy Sulahan. I'm not here to record the rest of this message, so I've brought someone from my neighborhood, David, to record for you.
Yes, dear.
Oh, so David, I'm so glad that you're here. I was wondering, have you checked in on our daughters recently? Are they just running wild like little tramps in Orange County right now?
Did you like your Peloton, dear?
Okay.
Eating those fucking chips, David. And her face. I'm trying to eat quinoa, David.
I just realized it was a pre-recorded message and I was talking to it like it was a person. Okay.
Okay. Peggy, I know that you're in there, mostly because I can still smell your perfume because I think you keep spraying it at the door, but it smells really good, and this door is really pretty if you haven't seen it. It's really, really good looking, so just let us know you're okay, okay? Because I'm really tired of praying for you. I've kind of run out of revelations, so
I'm here, but I need some space. Please, give me a few minutes.
But you've had all day. Jesus took less time to move a boulder and fly to heaven, so.
Please. I need time to myself. These ladies would rather have dinner than go to a hospital. How can I be around trash like that? Disgusting.
And that, strangely enough, was the end of the episode.
That brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Orange County.
Will Peggy ever open her door? Who knows?
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Birmingham. You've been wonderful.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. You're
good night, everyone.
Everybody. Bye. Thank you.
Welcome to the club. Everybody say my name. Welcome to the mall. And a same. Everywhere I go, people holler every day. I raise my hands up and holler back. Hey. If you don't know me, you're welcome to blow me, Batch. Hey, Batch. Hey, Batch.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Erin McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. We want to hang with Liz Lang. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie, my favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Elena, an autopsy technician.
And I'm Ash, a hairstylist.
And we just love swapping stories about all of the morbid things that fascinate us.
And if you do too, join us on our podcast, Morbid. It's a safe space to let your weirdo flag fly.
On Morbid, we cover dark historical events, sinister science, unnerving paranormal events, and sordid high society murders.
We also dive deep into the most notorious crimes in history.
Our podcast is grounded in rigorous and painstaking research. We're also not afraid to read a
Yeah. We keep it weird because a dash of snark is necessary to get through grotesque true tales of demented minds.
So follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? Follow Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.